John, this next principle, the principle of productivity, is really the heart of this whole series, and it's based on Proverbs 14, verse 4. An empty stable stays clean, but there is no income from an empty stable. Productivity is such a key, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Productivity is the name of the game. That really is progress in life. Mm-hmm. That's an absolutely important role.
The root word of productivity is productive or fertile. It is the result of an activity. To be fertile is to be able to produce or reproduce. We say good land is fertile land.
Yeah, meaning it has the ability, because it has the ability to produce. And the key there is that when we talk about fertile or when we talk about productivity, it means the value is in the potential of something. So when we buy land, I was raised as a farmer, and so when we bought land, it was all based upon the value of the land. If the land was not developed, you could buy it cheap, but if it was developed, cleaned up, and has been used and kept fertile, it becomes four or five times more value. So the key there is that it's the ability within the land, or the ability within the person, the potential. If you don't see the potential, you won't get value out of it.
If your fertile land is managed right, it can make us wealthy by giving us income from the activity that we manage on it. Like an empty stable that stays clean, if we have no activity, we will have no income.
That's right. Land that is not actively managed, you know, and when you manage it, you know, in order for a field to produce right, you have to plow it, you have to harrow it, you have to mess it up, so to speak, and then you sow seeds into what you call the finished product, and then that grows and overcomes that which you've destroyed and messed up in order to produce. And that's part of organization. That's just the way life is. And it's very, very critical that we have activity within that fertile soil.
Land without managed activity cannot make us wealthy. It is the activity or productivity of the land that produces the income. Just like land has the ability to produce, God said, "I have given you the power to create wealth."
That's right. See, some people think that God gave us wealth, but God has not given us wealth. He's given us the possibility, but we have to do the activity in order to get it out of it. So it's within us. The power lies within us to do it, but it's not God-given. It's God-given possibility, but not necessarily he does not do it. Remember this statement, I said it before, is that God is not so much a doer as an inspirer.
Yes.
So he inspires us and gives us the potential and inspires us to do it, and then we have to go after it, and we have to create it.
God did not give us wealth, but he gave us the ability to create or get it.
That's right.
The key to getting is the activity or productivity. The first command ever given to man was to be fruitful and multiply. That means to produce and reproduce. God created all things, then gave them to man, and his job was to manage. The outcome of what God created or gave us is in our hands.
That's true, and that's such a misconception in a lot of believers, is because they want God to do everything. And someone said one time that the problem with the believers a lot of times is, since they know God can do anything, they want him to do everything. And that's not God's plan. That's not what he made. He made us with the potential of doing it, so he wants us. So he's like the dad. And he's raising the kids, and he's teaching the kids how to do things, how to earn their way through life. And so that concept has to be accepted in order to develop a productive society.
You gave us a great story here. A banker once visited a farmer, one of his clients. As he drove along the white fences, well-kept buildings, and flowered and manicured lawns, he was amazed at the beauty of it. He commented to the farmer, "God has given you the most beautiful farm in this valley." The farmer looked at his fields and thought of the hard work and effort it took and said, "Yeah, he sure has, but you should have seen it when he had it all by himself."
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's just a true example that people drive by and then they look at your things and they look at what you have and how you developed and stuff like that, and then they say God gave. Well, he did in Athens. He gave the inspiration. He gave the idea. He allowed that thing to happen. But when God had it by himself, then it was not there. So God uses us. We are his hands and his feet, and he inspires our brain to get it done. So we have to always be involved in it. That's what makes us productive, mm-hmm. and that's what God created us to be.
It's powerful. The potential was not only in the land, but also in the farmer. And it took productiveness of the farmer to bring it to wealth. In every man or woman, there is a potential home, farm, or business. It is up to us to produce and manage it. God has given us the ability and the energy and supplied us with resources. If we fail, it's not His fault. In most cases, it's the lack of productivity.
That's really true. You know, in every woman and every man, there are potentials. Potential home, there's a potential farm, there's a potential business. There's potentials in people. And if we don't take the initiative to try to get that potential functioning in a person, then we produce an unproductive society. So we've got to give opportunity. We've got to inspire people to do and make them believe that they can. And as they do that, then they put their ability forth, they put the energy forth in their ability, and then that becomes the resource then is generated. And the first thing you know, you've got a productive individual, and that's what makes life work then for him.
Mm-hmm. There's three things very important to every one of us if we want to be successful. The first is be productive. Earn your way through life.
We said that before. The whole key is this, that life is not... Life is a gift to us, but what the outcome of life is not a gift. That is earned. We have to think in terms of earning our way through life, not just, you know, accepting life and saying, like, well, why doesn't this happen? It happens when we make it happen. We have the ability.
The second reason, manage what you produce. Take care of it. Maintain it.
That's true. A lot of times people saying, like, are very good in creative things, but they can't manage anything, and so they're just always creating things and never get value out of what they've created. Always make sure that you get mileage out of the horse that you have. Get good value out of it. Ride him while he's good and, you know, take something out of it.
The third is do it efficiently. Measure your quantity and quality.
That's just a matter of fact that you just have to always look in the mirror and just always measure yourself. Look at your fact sheets. Look at what's happening. See if you're making progress. And then try to make it more efficient.
The key to effectiveness is to manage hard work and productivity on one side with control and stewardship on the other side. We should never stand back and be satisfied with just being organized. Organization without productivity equals failure.
That's really true. And I've seen that many times. I've seen some people that wanted their desks so organized. One guy told me one time, looked at my desk and he said, saw some of the clutter on it and stuff like, and he said, well, they usually say things like a cluttered desk means a cluttered mind. And I said, well, then if that holds true, then it also means an empty desk means an empty head. You know, we have to create income. And so activity will always create some things that are not quite always organized. But you're in the process of organizing and your process of getting it done. So you have stages of things where you have that.
Many times, production is made up of managing messes. We should see beauty in a certain amount of disorganization. It's a sign of someone working. Building creates sawdust and dirt. A clean stable has no horses. We cannot be productive without having some type of disorder.
That's right. I just mentioned that a little bit ago, that's what happens. But sometimes we get judged based upon that. And in some of the biggest projects that I've ever done, they were the biggest mess at one time. You know, when your mind is full of creativity and, you know, and you're trying to structure things and trying to, you may actually look confused. You may actually sometimes not be totally organized. I mean, it's like confusion, but then you start pulling all things together and then you get a clear picture and you pull it together and then the outcome is beautiful. But at certain times, you don't know everything, so you're trying things and discovering things. And so through that time, if people judge you, they may say, you don't even know what you're doing. And they're partly right. They're partly right at that time. But without going through that, you don't discover either. So you have to allow some time for discovery.
Many big corporations are learning some hard facts. Too many unproductive organized chiefs with clean stables are spending most of their time enjoying their benefit programs and are not being productive. That's why we downsize. Being productive may not seem to be in style, and it may seem unorganized at times, but it still works best for the bottom line. Thank God for the workhorses messing up the stable. They generate income.
Oh, that's right. The whole key is really we have to be productive. as an individual, as a community, as a nation, everything is based upon productivity, which means productivity means that you're making products, you're making or doing something and creating a greater, better future. And so we have to be doing something to create something. And if you stop creating something, you become stagnant. That's just the way it is. You quit growing mentally or spiritually, you become stagnant. And so if the mind is not needed, it deadens itself. You have to have that. So we have to be productive. And there sometimes are messes in that. But thank God that if you got a good workhorse, he also makes a mess. But that's good in the end result.
John, the principle is productivity, Proverbs 14, verse 4. An empty stable stays clean, but there's no income from an empty stable. Let's recap.
That's right. And the whole key to this, God has given us the ability. I mean, God has given us something, but he's not a doer that we have to create. So if we don't use our ability, we don't make progress. When we use our ability, we actually make something or do something, and we get things done. God does not produce. Growth comes from people doing something, and producers are what you call workers that actually bring things into existence. And one concern that I usually have is that every person has to look at himself and say, like, we all have to become producers and not just consumers. Sometimes we think that we're developing a consumer society, but we're not. We have to develop a producer society and then also be consumers. We cannot consume more than what we produce, or we'll have a hole somewhere that we're digging ourselves into.